We promised you a big announcement here on Talk Radio 570 KVI this morning. And thank you for waiting. You know, I got to tell you, more than ever, this show is so much fun. I mean, since the summer of 93, I'm probably having more fun now than ever before.
Yeah, we can tell, too. And I don't even know what kind of music to play for an announcement, because you haven't said anything to Phil and I, so we're all in like, okay, you're not dressed in a suit.
So, wearing a tie. No, we're having a great time. We have...
Being ourselves.
Not only that, we have a great team with Philip J. Vandervoort III and the radio legend Mark Christopher, and also Young Zach.
Exactly. Our latest edition, Young Zach.
Not only that, permit a moment of boasting here, but our show and our station makes money. And we're in an industry where a lot of stations don't. So there is that. And yet, despite all that, I am announcing this morning that I will be stepping away from this microphone and retiring from radio this April. Obviously, when you make a decision like that, the immediate reaction from people is going to be, why? Why on earth would you be doing that if things are going so well? Is everything all right at home? Everybody okay? Yes. Everything and everybody is fine. Lisa's great. The boys and I are fine. All is well. I have, in just the past few weeks, received an astonishing opportunity that I cannot pass up. And for the next couple of days, cannot tell you about. We got to wait till it's official.
Is it broadcasting?
But it's not a job in news media. No, I would never leave KVI to cross the street. I've had so many opportunities locally to work for other radio stations in this market. The answer is always, thank you, no. I'm a one-team player. I'm like Edgar Martinez on that front. You know, I like one team.
Dedicated.
Like what we've got right here. And I've had opportunities to work in other larger markets and have turned those down as well.
I just like the fact we get to hear that you are retiring and it's not, where's John? He hasn't been on for weeks.
Had an opportunity to join the George W. Bush White House, and I turned that down. I love what we have here. And so, obviously, this opportunity that has arisen is really special and really important. And I'll be telling you more about that on Friday's show, same time, 8 o'clock.
Are you leaving Seattle and the Puget Sound? Can I ask that?
I'm sticking around.
Okay, that's good.
I'm sticking around.
All right.
So,
this is very, very bittersweet. But I think Rob in Lakewood, who just texted in at 8:06 after hearing your announcement, his response is, no!
Well, it took a lot to get me to part company with these great guys and this microphone where I have been broadcasting since 1993. Took a little sabbatical to run for governor. The station gave me an unrequested sabbatical during the I-200 campaign. That's a little bit of radio history.
Yeah.
But the listeners made it clear you wanted me back, and so they brought me back, and it has been wonderful ever since.
Would you like to address another question coming from the audience?
Oh, this is great.
Forrest in Whatcom County asked, Trump appointee?
I tell you what I'm not going to do. If I answer every question that comes in, it's going to be like, what was that show? What's My Line?
Right.
Where you just ask a series of questions and you narrow it down and then the answer becomes obvious.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I'm going to be doing on Friday's show.
Okay. What time Friday?
Same time.
8:03 Friday.
Yeah. 8:03
You will
on
finish
Friday.
The second half of this, you know.
Yes.
Well, I hate when you say, and I hate this, some people, you know, we're young at heart. So when people say, oh, I'm retiring from radio, I'm going to say, and you just said, it's not broadcasting where you're headed to, obviously, another opportunity in life. You're leaving broadcasting. You're not retiring. You're just refiring more things you want to do in life. And you're staying here in the Puget Sound. You said that.
As I said, I'm retiring from radio.
Yeah.
And from media.
I just hate that word, though.
I wrote a newspaper column for 20 years. I'm not going back to newspaper. I'm not doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Not going back into television either.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going into another line.
Under the surcharge. Okay. Well, I'm just going to say this, too, because I know you've probably got some other things before we go to break. Give me about 2 minutes to play the bumper into the break, because I just had a feeling, knowing you and knowing all my brothers and sisters in broadcasting, that it's been fun here being with you, and you're not leaving until, you're still here till when?
I'm here into the first week of April.
Oh, okay. So we still got time.
So, yeah. It's not like, because we are in an industry where sometimes you're listening to a host on Monday and then he's gone on Tuesday.
No, I know.
Because,
we don't get any
explanation. The format changes or because, the station management says, well, once you make the decision, you got to go.
Yeah.
This is giving the station ample time to find a replacement.
Okay, well, there'll be, time for farewells, but, I'm never good, and Phil and everybody, at greeting cards. What do? You work with somebody for so long. You appreciate my position. You brought me in here. You listened to me when I was doing music radio elsewhere.
But oh, yeah.
The fun we've been having, and this was all you, John. I mean, I just started doing it, and Phil kind of contributed, but you said, why don't we have fun with these bumpers? Let people request 60s and 6 a.m., 70s, 7 a.m., 80s and 90s, 8 a.m. So I've been looking at the massive list of all the requests, and I found songs that referred to good luck, travels ahead, farewell, but never goodbye. And I put together just a little montage, which I'm going to make a copy and you save with you. But give me about 2 minutes when you're ready to go to break, and I'll play this. And every time, everybody, you're listening, because some of you have these requests, when you hear any of these songs in this montage, you'll think of the day you got to hear John tell us of what's next for the future and the day that he said he is retiring from radio. And I thank the listeners for having such great taste in music.
What I told you before, the most intelligent listening audience in the North Americas, also the most tasteful. But of course, the obvious second question after, where are you going, is what's going to happen now from 6 to 9 on KVI? The answer is we don't know yet. And is management looking for suggestions and ideas? The answer is, of course, because this is a station that pays attention to its customers. A listener is a customer. So if you have any thoughts and ideas, share them with us on the KVI text line, 206-421-5757. That's 206-421-5757. I do want to make sure I mention, we've had four owners of KVI over the years. We started off with Gene Autry and Golden West. Then we had Fisher. And then we had Sinclair. And now we have Lotus Radio Group out of Los Angeles. The best owners have been Gene Autry and Golden West and Lotus today. You know why? Because they leave us alone. They let us do our job. They let us serve our customers.
And they're into radio.
And they love radio. Now, Fisher Broadcast they had their fingers into many, many different pies, including various types of media.
Not pies, scones.
Yes, scones. That's right. That's another thing they're renowned for. And Sinclair was, frankly, a television company. And, you know, they admitted that, you know, they weren't popular
they
or they weren't comfortable
us.
With yeah. radio.
They
and
acquired they, us as an afterthought.
And so, well, actually, it was insisted upon as a, if they wanted the TV station, they had to buy the radio
yeah,
properties
exactly,
as well.
Right. Yeah.
So anyway, Lotus is pure radio. And they're people that understand the radio business and they understand the radio listener. And so we got just great owners there, Jim Collinson. We got a brand new general manager in, here's a familiar name, Andre Riley, former Husky standout.
Don James era went on
Don
to the
James
NFL.
Era. And yeah. a lot of Don James has stuck with him over the years and how he does his job and has a kind of an esprit de corps. And so we love our situation here. But what will happen? Well, there's obviously three things that can happen. Well, there's four things. They could change formats. Why would they? Okay. This one's working just fine. We've spawned a lot of imitators here at KVI. There used to be one conservative news talk station in the market. That would be us. In fact, we were the first in the nation to have an all-conservative news talk format. Now there are four, believe it or not. And we're still leading the pack. The second thing, so they're going to keep the format. The second thing they could do is bring in a host from somewhere else. And that usually happens, of course, with syndicated talent. Since KVI is known for focusing on local.
And live.
Local and live. I'm, you know, that could happen, but I'm guessing probably not. We'll see. It's not my decision to make. And then there's the third option are there's some really good local talent right around here. And those are the same names that you're probably thinking coming to mind as we speak. As I won't mention them, but you know who they are.
As you share this, I'm thinking of when we had Bewitched, and there was all of a sudden a new Darren, when the Partridge family had the dark-haired little guy playing drums, and all of a sudden next season it was a little blonde. And then Doc Severinsen was a good connection for me. Yes. And when Johnny Carson retired, and here's the band, it wasn't quite a good fit for Jay Leno. So then, you know, it was time for...
That's right. They did bring in the different
yeah, so it's just, you know, and Phil's that. Been around... producing for some of the top people. Dory Monson, I mean, what a friend. I mean, you know, yeah. and Phil. And I'm having a ball, and I'm just hoping, again, it works out. And the key thing, and you said it, John, and I'll finish with this, the chemistry. People listening, if you have a son and daughter radio, you just can't put people on the radio and say, this is your role, this is, now make it work, get ratings, and let's last. You have to have chemistry. Mm-hmm. And it starts with friendships. And I've known Phil through the years when we shared a building when I was at a radio station playing music. John was the listener of the radio station I played music at. I didn't know until we ran into a couple of times. And then suddenly I'm working in the same building. And it worked out that, okay, why don't you come play with us and figure out and find a place on KVI. And I love it. It's been fun.
Well, and that's the third option is we not only got a lot of great talent in the Seattle area, we got a lot of talent right here in this building. Okay. So that's our announcement. That's what I wanted you to know about. And I cannot emphasize enough what a privilege, what a genuine privilege it has been and will continue to be for the next couple of months, serving you and getting your feedback and responding to what matters to you. I think we have filled a critical void in the not just the media market, but also here in Washington State, a voice that needed to be heard. And quite frankly, we've all made a difference. We've made this place better. I think that will continue. It's coming up on 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. This is the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. Again, if you're just joining us here, the announcement that I promised you was coming your way came your way about half an hour ago. I announced that I will be, despite everything being so much fun and being so great around here, that I am retiring from radio. It'll be effective first week in April. And that I will be accepting an opportunity that was astonishing to me when offered, and that I can't tell you about yet. Things will be final and official, and I will be able to tell you on Friday's show, same time at 8:03. So a lot of people are guessing. And, you know, to the KVI listener who says, let me guess, you're moving to Texas to sell real estate and help people move. No, no. Somebody's got the corner on that market, I think, named Kirby. No, I'm not moving to Texas. I'm not moving at all. We were getting a lot of response on the text line. We'll be sharing some of that sentiment first. Jane is calling from Seattle. Jane, good to hear your voice. Go for it.
Yeah, I think I will miss Jiang very much because I remember I was 29 years of a Democrat. And that time I really hate Jiang. It is because we were told that the KVI 570 is a far right winner station. And you are working for the rich, you are working for the warmongers, and all the bad things about you and the station. But President Trump woke me up, and then we realized all the far-left winners are doing is destroy America's freedom using so-called make a minority to be more important, diverse, and all those things actually sounding good actually is destroy the basic fundamental value of the United States and the free world.
Yeah,
and your work is really outstandingly and waking up people.
Well, now,
so
Jane,
I couldn't thank you enough.
Well, listen, you are more than welcome. It means a lot. And the difference between us and the people on the other side who are, you know, forever talking about DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion, is what they really want is people not to be thought of as fellow Americans, but they want people to be thought of by their race or by their gender. Or by their sexual orientation, or by their ethnicity, what have you. They want to magnify the importance of these things rather than minimize them. And simply have people treated by according to how they act and what they say. And you know, this is a big one for me. This to me is a fundamental American value. Because we are an incredibly diverse nation, peoples from all over the world. And as a consequence, when you have peoples from all over the world, so many different people, you got to treat people alike. You got to treat people equally. You got to treat people using the same standard. You got to treat people the way you want to be treated. And we've been getting away from that in this country, and it's time to get back to it. And I think we are getting back to it. Jeff, who moved from Washington to Montana, still listens to us at KVI.com, says, simple words cannot express what you mean to all of us. John, I hope you feel these two words as strong as they are meant to be for everything. Thank you. That means a lot. And I got to tell you, how long have I been doing this now? Over 30 years. And I never, never tire of people who come up and tell me they appreciate listening to the show. And they'll tell me how the show has made a difference for them. And sometimes it's, you know, I was talking to my neighbor about, you know, this or that issue. And when I told him what you said on the air, he said, oh, that makes sense. And he's kind of coming around. Sometimes it's something as minor as that. And sometimes I have had people tell me that I have helped save their lives or altered the course of their life. And boy, that matters a lot. When you deal with people, take people one at a time, you know, every person has inherent dignity, and you realize you made a huge difference in one person's life, that matters. And I've heard that many times over the years, and it matters a lot. So thank you. Becky in Enumclaw says, I'm happy for John. He's going to be missed. Big shoes to fill. Very challenging. I just started listening this last year since retiring. And I really appreciate Phil and Mark. Well, you know, I think a lot of our listeners do.
Well, thank you for that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's it. You know, well, radio's a friend. I used to teach radio classes and tell people, look, it's one-to-one, people. We're part of your family. You are part of ours. Yeah.
So I will tell you how my mind changed about radio. I remember this like it was yesterday. And it happened only a few blocks from here. I was a television news commentator for Cairo 7. And I was featured in a commentary segment several times a week called Point Counterpoint. And some of you might remember I was opposite a guy named Walt Crowley, another local activist and very gifted journalist who, you know, would wear a bow tie and had wire rim glasses, you know, kind of like a pitch man on PBS. And we were wonderful together. There was a lot of mutual respect and friendly digging, you know, for every now and then. And I was talking to someone about radio. This would probably be about 1989. And I said, well, for heaven's sakes, radio is yesterday, okay? Radio is in the rearview mirror. Everyone knows that the future of media is visual. That's where we're all going. That was in 1989. About a year before, a guy named Rush Limbaugh started doing a national news show that just blew the doors off of traditional media. At the time, there were maybe 100 or so news talk stations in America. There were 1,200 such stations at the height of Rush's fame. And KVI was the first station in the country to actually feature an all-conservative news lineup. I've told this story several times before that it was thought to be risky running Rush Limbaugh, but the station manager, a guy named Shannon Sweat, who you might remember from the old KJR days, he liked Rush Limbaugh. And he said, I think people should hear this guy. So KVI put him on, and instead of it becoming a liability, it became the number one show in the Seattle market. Just went straight to the top. Or as they say in the music business, number one with a bullet, but boom, right to the top. And the problem is that when Rush left the airway, you know, when his show was over, the audience was gone. The audience would leave. And before Rush came on the air, there was no audience. And then 5 minutes before, boom, everyone started turning on their radio or turning their radio station. And so, frankly, there wasn't a station in the country that had yet figured this out. Hey, if you, maybe this Rush Limbaugh guy is getting listeners, not just because he's entertaining, but because they like his point of view. It's missing from the rest of the mainstream media. And so all conservative news talk was born. And this station was its birthplace.
So when Rush was on at first, did it just go KVI go back to music? Like, or was there anybody else talking? Or was he the only talk part of the show?
Well, there was news, weather, traffic, sports in the morning, and then there was oldies music. And then they may have had another show, but it was like a non-political show or something like that. They were just kind of, you know, news in the morning, music, Rush Limbaugh, then another show. And then, and the reason they came to me is they were looking around for, well, you know, we need to put conservative talent around Rush. There was no conservative talk show host in Seattle. The closest they had was a kind of a libertarian-minded liberal named Mike Siegel at the time. So he was the first one who came on, and he was wise enough to focus on the one issue that he knew would bring everyone around and unite the audience, and that was spotlighting government waste. And then I was the second one. They said, you know, how about that guy who does the Point Counterpoint on Channel 7, John Carlson? Why don't you see if he wants to fill in and see how he does? And that's what changed my life. So, and that was even before I was married, that happened. You know, Matthew, our first son, actually took his first steps in the hallway at the old tower building outside the KVI studios.
Our sports correspondent. I knew he had it somewhere in his blood.
Lisa brought him in, and during break, we were in the hallway, and he actually took his first steps.